What's up, everybody? It's Ron from Thurco Socks. What's going down on this Sunday? And yeah, we had like, it's kind of cool, y'all. The last episode was very cool, and we got a lot of good feedback. We love the feedback, and yeah, just tell us what you really want us to talk about, what subjects you want us to cover, and we'll do it. You know, we're really open mind podcast, and yeah, we're very thankful for all our listeners and everything, and yeah, but we have a little backstory. Wednesday, we had a podcast, and we had good responses, and, you know, I'm not taking coverage of everything, but, y'all, Leah really works really hard. She does the cover arts. She does that, and she picked the picture of Jay-Z and Meek Mill. I think it was at the P. Diddy's birthday party.
I'm not sure. I just went to his Instagram.
But it was like, yeah, she got that picture, and she, you know, put the stuff, our stuff on there, and, like, yeah, like, we post a picture on our podcast. Well, go follow Thurco Talks Instagram, and
yeah, get us to 100 followers because we're gonna do a giveaway.
Yeah, and yeah. So anyway, back to the story. We posted like 20 minutes. We're getting likes. You know, we have like 80 some followers. So like we're like, yeah. And then I just hear Kalia's like, oh my god. And I'm on the phone with my friend. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, bro, Meek Mill liked our picture, bro, on the podcast. I said, what? It was crazy. It just showed us that yeah, we're gonna go harder with it, and yeah. And with me, it's kind of cool because, like, Meek Mill, I really listen to Meek Mill. Meek Mill is one of my favorite artists. It was like, dang, bro. That's kind of like, it kind of like, whoa, he, like, that caught his attention with the universe. But shout out DC, shout out Rock Nation. And yeah, shout out Meek Mill.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's one of those things, like, it's just a sign from God. Like, keep working hard, keep perfecting your craft, and just keep going.
Yeah, because he really didn't have to like it. Claire told me she's like, yeah, Ryan, I don't think he likes everything he's tagged in. That must got his attention. I was like, yeah, that's God. But yeah, the first subject we're gonna talk about, I guess we're gonna talk about Kanye announcing he's gonna run for president, and I have no problem with it. It's just like, it's just like, dang, like Kanye, can you really run a country? We already have a reality star. I'm not Kanye. No, let me not disrespect Kanye. He's not a reality star. He's a celebrity. Because I'm not gonna disrespect my guy. That's one of my guys. Like, real talk. But anyway, it's like, Kanye, are you really like? It's just like, I don't know. I don't want to say he can't do it. That's the thing I'm saying. But at the same time,
I don't think that he wouldn't be able to do it. I just think that he doesn't realize that he's stepping into a whole different arena.
That's different.
Like, it's not just hip-hop. It's not just art. Fashion. It's not just fashion. Like, it's the country.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, it's like, what really makes you qualified to be a president?
All right.
Because look who we have in office right now. It's like,
Right.
I guess, but...
Well, I guess, like, a lot of the issue is like, just reading the comments is, you know, them trying to separate the black vote between Biden and Kanye, and ultimately it being a tactic. Because
everybody know the Republicans are going for Trump. We already know that.
Well, ultimately it being a tactic to separate the black votes, so Trump just kind of slides in there
and
we mess around, and he's in the office for another four years. So I know that's a lot of the issue. So yeah, this is going to be interesting. This whole election year has already been crazy, so you know it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Pop Smoke dropped his post-Hummus album Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, and I love it. The album is great. You know, it's so unfortunate that his life got taken at such a young age, because he was really talented and he had so much ahead of him, but the album is great.
I said the same. It's really good. You know, shout out to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, sad that he was such a different sound. He had that New York feel, that rapping. And it was just like, dang, he was just really, you could tell he was a real dude. So it was like, yeah, like, he was only 20. He's like my little brother's age. It's like, damn, y'all took away his life. I don't know what happened, you know, I'm just saying, but it's like, dang, like, that just sucks to, he's only 20. He moves to LA. He's from Brooklyn, from the bottom. And you die in Hollywood and Beverly Hills, like, that's some sucky shit, away from his family. So it's like, damn. But shout out Pop Smoke, shout out Brooklyn, shout out, you know.
Yeah.
That sucks. RIP Pop Smoke.
All right, so moving into sneakers. So Nike is pulling all of the Washington Redskin gear from their site.
Yeah, I feel like they should have been done that. It's like, when you really think about it, like, do y'all, that name and the way, what this country did it, Native Americans?
Indigenous people.
It's like, dang, like, do y'all, how dare y'all? When you really think about that.
Remember what Seth, okay, so me and Ryan have been catching up on The Shop, which is LeBron James and Maverick Carter's show on HBO, which I highly recommend if you're, like, into, like, podcasts or you're into, like, shows that have, like, you know, guest speakers and whatnot. I would definitely recommend that show because they have a lot of celebrity guests come on there, and it's just really, really dope people, and they have dope conversation.
Athletes, celebrities.
Yeah, athletes, celebrities, actors, actresses, all that good stuff.
Music people.
But yesterday we were watching an episode with Seth Rogen, Travis Scott, DeAndre Hopkins, Paul Rivera, LeBron James, Maverick Carter. Who else was on that one?
Don Cheadle
and Seth Rogen. So going back to what we were saying about Indigenous people, Seth Rogen is Canadian, right? So he's from Canada. And he was saying, yeah, so he's been living here in the States for a long time. But he said that he went to Canada to a comedy show, and he said that before the show started that they recognized the fact that they were on native land, right? And he was just like so mind blown at the fact that they cared enough to acknowledge the Indigenous people's land, which is, for some reason, our country has a very hard time with acknowledging that racism once,
acknowledging, I mean, all the bad things, not once, they did.
Acknowledging that racism still exists, acknowledging that this land was stolen. Like, our country just has a hard time with acknowledgement.
Slavery.
Like, it's like, oh, like, y'all want us to act like it never happened.
They acknowledge all the stuff they want. Like what Scott said, they acknowledge all the stuff they want to put out there. But they sweep under the rug. Boop, boop. Slavery. How we did the Indians. How we raped black women. How we beat them. How we killed them, hung them from trees. It's so much stuff that they did. And it's like, how can you not acknowledge that? That's history. What y'all did are just history. So, like, how can you not?
Yeah, good or bad. I mean, it's all a part of the history.
Yeah, it's all a part of the history.
And
so
you can't erase history.
You can't hide that.
Yeah, you can't erase history.
So
why not take accountability for the things that you did?
Yeah, your ancestors, all for real. Real talk. And it's so crazy how they still have a certain type of feeling towards black people.
Or they're just in straight denial. Yeah, you have people that were literally say, that never happened. What the hell?
Or y'all slavery. That's not y'all.
Like, or are y'all living enslaved? They love that argument. They love that.
No,
are y'all slaves?
But it's modern day slavery. Shit, y'all don't care about it.
I mean, it's all systemic.
So it's like, well, I don't even want to talk about that. We talked about that so much on this podcast. It's just, we know, y'all know how we rock, and y'all know how we solid. We for the people, we for our people, and we're not rocking with adjustments and people just being one-sided and basic people. If you ain't with us, fuck you. I'm just how I feel. If you're not,
if you're not with us, you're on the wrong side of history, bro.
Yeah, it's just like that's how it is, and that's how we rocking.
Yeah. So, all right. This is kind of crazy. I thought this was kind of crazy. So, 5 million people signed up for the Dior One raffle.
That is a lot.
What?
That's 5. Damn.
Now, mind you. You know, some of these may have been people that did it
and
20
times.
The retail?
The retail
was high.
One
person with 20 emails.
What was the retail again?
The retail was like, it's a high end shoe, so it was high end retail. So you have to think about retail prices like that.
I like the low ones though.
Let me see what the retail is on Dior's.
The retail, yeah, that's
well,
a pretty.
People
cool
were
shoe.
Ready to spend it because I mean, 5 million people signed up.
5 million, that's crazy.
Yeah.
5 million.
Hold on. Retail Dior One.
Oh my god. That's
crazy. Wow. So on StockX right now, the highs are going for $20,599.
Ain't that crazy?
But so the high top version retailed for $2,200. Yeah.
It's crazy.
But honestly, though, I would never buy a shoe like that like resale.
It's cool, but it's like,
but I would never buy it resale because of the amount of fakes that are going to be made.
Yeah.
I would never buy a shoe like that resale.
Y'all, new sneakerheads, if it's a rare shoe, it's more fakes. It's going to be more, they're going to make more fakes than they make real ones. Yeah. And you could get, sometimes them sneaker apps be getting so messed up and might send you a fake shoe because the shoe looks so real. So
yeah, isn't there Instagram pages made saying like StockX sells fake stuff?
Yeah, so you got to be careful out here. If you really ain't going to buy it, you just really got to examine it. I ain't got bamboozled so many, some fuck shit, and I don't want to talk about that, but but that's a sucky feeling. You don't want to spend all this money and then, or you do a trade or something, and then you find out the shoe's fake. That's,
man, because once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, it's like, damn.
I mean, you could try to, you know, find that person, but half the time, they ignore you. They, you know, they go through the loopholes trying to avoid you and all that. So, I mean, once a deal is done, it's kind of, you know, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah. It's kind of, yeah.
Nice Kicks dropped their top 25 list, and I thought the list was solid. I didn't really like necessarily agree with where they had some of the shoes placed on the list. Of course, Travis, I think two of Travis's shoes were in the top three. Of course, Fear of Gods. There was Joe Fresh Goods, New Balances, the Quantums,
it's
the
crazy.
Jerry's.
All them people you
Stranger
name,
Loves.
Like you said, all them people you name are black people. Collaborating with a shoe. But they don't... Beyonce, I think Beyonce...
Beyonce's Ultra Boost was on there. And then somebody in the comments was like, I got off of this post as soon as y'all posted about her Ultra Boost. Okay, bye. Yeah. When have you seen an Ultra Boost that like that? Maroon and orange. Okay? Mm-hmm. It was a nice shoe.
People, like I said, people don't have a mind of their own when it comes to the sneaker thing right now. So they just follow the hype. So... You got to really just start wearing stuff your own way.
DMPs are on there, LeBron, which I feel like that was a slept-on shoe.
LeBron Media Days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty solid lineup overall. Cool. So
and Nike made them shoes like out of trash.
Huh?
These shoes, they're out of trash.
Oh, that's dope. Love to see it. I like, you know, like being recyclable and, you know, being for the earth. So 2K21, it's gonna be the Mamba Forever edition, and it's gonna celebrate Kobe's career and legacy. I think it's dope.
It's crazy because they did that when he retired. It sucks that we have to. I think Kobe's on like three covers. 2010, I think.
I still can't believe Kobe is gone.
Yeah.
Like I watch videos and I'm like, nah, bro. Like, yeah, what?
I got the Cleo bought me the Mamba Forever book for my birthday.
Bro, and like watching even like
Mama Mentality, what I mean.
Oh yeah, that's a great book. That book is immaculate. It's just so well done, and it's just so like it emulates Kobe so much because it's literally perfection. Like from start to the finish, the quality of the book and the way it's written and the way that he did it is just, it just screams Mama Mentality. And you could tell that he put so much love and passion into the book.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. You know what? That's what I was gonna say. So yeah, another episode of The Shop we're watching, like Trae Young was on there, and Trae Young was Gigi's favorite player, and like Trae Young even talking about him was just saying like it still feels surreal.
Yeah, I still don't think it's real. Unless I get in the closet, I got the million people I did in the closet, my side of the closet, I put all the Kobe magazines and the Kobe on that set, jersey on that side. Ian Pete, that did you?
No, I haven't looked.
My Kobe jersey, and I got all them Kobe magazines and all that right next to it. So that's one of my favorite. That's my favorite player. It's just, I don't even, that kind of messed me up. I didn't even feel hungry that day. I went to sleep.
Man. It's one of those things like they said on The Shop, you'll never forget where you were or what you were doing. Like, I'll never forget that I was at a stoplight and Baller Alert popped up on my Instagram feed and it said Kobe Bryant dead. And
we got out of church.
And we were coming from a sneaker store here in Houston, and I looked at Ryan and I was quiet, and he said, "What?" And I'm like, I was quiet again, and I was like, "Kobe Bryant died." And he's like, "Nah, that ain't true. That's not true. That did not happen." He was like, "No, No, that did not happen.
So you tell the story, just kind of put it back in my memory. Like, that shit, it didn't even sound. It just, I still got that feeling.
And then, like, we went, I think we went to Torchy's after, bro. And then having to find out that Gigi was with him and then the other families. Oh, my God. It was just terrible.
That shit just,
It's just one of those things that you'll never, like, it doesn't leave you. It does not leave you.
Yeah, you just got to pray for his family.
It's like, you'll never forget, right? Like, 911. Like, when that happened. Like, you always remember you were in school that day. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. Let's see. What else is going on in the news? Oh, we watched Farrakhan's Message to the World.
Yeah.
Which had a lot of gems in it. It really, really did.
We've been watching a lot of movies, like Black Panther movies, and I'm not sure.
Black Panther movies? You mean just black film and movies in general?
No, it was a Black Panther movie I watched. You was
sleep. Oh, I'm tripping. I thought you were talking about Black Panther. I'm like, of course we watched Black Panther. We're just talking about a movie about the Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I've been watched. I'm a bit known.
The James Baldwin.
I'm not your Negro.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy the stuff he was saying. It was just modern day time stuff he was saying, like, goes right now. And then it's cool that Samuel Jackson was, like, narrating it. And then it's cool at the end that Kendrick came on. I was like, oh, man. It's crazy. Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of great storytellers in film, like, in black Hollywood.
But you think about it, us black people, we have a good a crazy story to just talk about, and just in general. We didn't see so many things. We didn't rose above so many things, and our creativity. The only thing, who said that? They're like, I think it was Dick Gregory, he was telling Sean the Man, he was like, black people, the reason why we're so loud, because for white folks, we are invisible. But when you're wearing loud stuff, you can't be invisible.
You gotta acknowledge me. Yeah, that's so true.
So it's like, dang. That was kind of deep for me. I'm like, damn.
Man, and it's like the more that you watch film and you read books, like, you'll start to see that there's so many people in our history that have helped pave the way for us to where we are today. And, you know, because a lot of the times we only go by what we were taught in school, right?
Yeah, teachers.
And there's so many amazing, amazing black people. Intelligent black people that have paved the way for us, but they don't get as much recognition, right? It's just like, I always recommend, like, kids especially to watch Hidden Figures, and to see three women do that at NASA is a big deal. But you'll never read about that in, you know, a school textbook.
Yeah.
But these are the type of things that were happening. A black woman did that, worked as an engineer at NASA, and was ahead of the men of her time, ultimately. A black woman did that. Katherine Johnson. So I think that it's important that we, you know, we continue to watch film and read books and, you know.
And just to be, and just inspired to be, do, to make them proud and do
watching,
better things.
We watched two Breakfast Club interviews yesterday after the Farrakhan speech. And one of those was with another man that, you know, is with Nation of Islam. He said that one of, how did he word it? I forgot how he worded it. He said the easiest way to hide something from a black person, of course he didn't say black person, he said the N-word, he said that the easiest way to hide something from a black person is to put information is to put it in a book. And that really hit me. Like, that really, really hit me hard, because,
and media controls everything. A lot, if you tell a lie so much, well, he said you tell a lie so much, it starts becoming truth. But it's really, and he said,
right,
he said truth,
right,
and that's
but,
true.
But the part about the book really, really stuck with me, because at one point slave masters put stuff in books purposely because they thought, they knew that we couldn't read.
Yeah,
right.
They allowed them to read.
They weren't allowing us to read and to learn. To
make us stupid.
And they knew that by putting it in a book, we would never be able to see it or understand it. Right?
Yeah.
So it's just crazy.
When you really think about that, it's crazy. Y'all didn't want us to learn. Y'all didn't want us to do shit.
Right.
Right. And then you do all that, you're going to die. That's crazy. That's crazy. Or trying to get that education. Like, you could these kids, the people in Arkansas that went to their school back in the... man, that's crazy. Like, they put their life on line. People spin on them, yelling in their faces, trying to fight them. And it's like, damn. But...
it's just... it's really crazy. It's really, really crazy.
Yeah. But... it's so much stuff happening, y'all. But... I feel like this is a pretty good episode. We're just cruising on it. It's a good Sunday. I think it is. I don't know. What you think?
I mean, yeah. I think we like touched on pretty much like mainly what's been going on. Of course, by Wednesday, I'm sure like there will be a lot of other things that have happened. So it's kind of hard right now because of COVID, though. So like sneaker releases are being pushed back. So it's hard for us to talk about sneakers. And then you have like not many people are dropping like clothing brands aren't really dropping a lot of clothes right now. So yeah. Everything is essentially like paused.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm about to just start dressing up in the house and apartment. I don't care.
Ryan was like, why are you getting dressed to go to the grocery store? I'm like, because I have no, like, it's been so long since I've been somewhere.
I'm gonna start getting dressed up. It's like, God, like, literally, dang.
It's been so long. Maybe. Like, we've been in quarantine almost 5 months, going on 6.
And we're blessed that haven't caught that. With the blood of Jesus, I know he's gonna protect us, and so we're good. And we protect all y'all that's listening. It's just y'all like wear your mask, stay up, and don't stop wearing your mask. Just
yeah. I promise you, wearing it 10 minutes in the store is not gonna hurt you.
Or just do that and go home, take it off, wash your hands. Yeah, do what
essentially
you gotta do.
It's not even about you. It's about protecting other people.
And that's it. We can do that and don't go out. It's not worth it.
Stay home if you can.
And yeah. Well, see y'all.
Next episode.
See y'all Wednesday.
Justice for Breonna Taylor and justice for Vanessa Guillen.
Yeah.
Bye.